discussion taking them farmers' land out there. There's 7 dairies in that district that they's a coming when they make them do away with for the water running off of their farm into that lake. They've done, 2 of them done had to sell out on account of this lake.
Who was that?
Do what?
Who's that?
Stanford, Dawn and Land were me. They was discussing it, and this old lady about 70-some years walked in the store there, and she got in the conversation. Said it didn't make a damn to her whether back water over every day in Orange County. She'd go to AMP store, get her milk. I said, why in the hell didn't you tell her you've been to a many AMP store, and I've never seen there any given milk. I said, it costed a lot to put it on that. It's pitiful, ignorant, how ignorant. I'm ignorant as I can be. But them students would come out there when they have to fight that lake. They made up a couple of $1,000 to help us fight in that lake. And they would come out there. I'd be a canning or planting or freezing beans, fruit, peaches and apples and so on. And they'd say, well, if I just only know what you do, I don't know what I'd get. I says, come out here, an old clodhopper, trying to put him up something to eat for the winter, college, graduate, and students talk like, they say, that's it. All we know is what a book says. They say, you had the experience, you know. Was you raised in New York?
Yes, sir, upstate.
What do you think of this part of the country?
I like it just fine. Like the weather here better.
Now, I'll tell you, you can, whatever you say, we have our ups and downs. But I'll tell you the truth, old North Carolina is hard to beat.
You get more of an equal distribution
that's
of
right,
the seasons.
That's exactly.
We get 6 months of winter. I don't need that. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'll tell you right now, beans I had to come along the way. People have changed, and the season has changed. I'm glad that most of my days behind me.
How old are you, Mr. Armstrong?
71 years old.
Let's see. That makes you born what year?
14.
1914. Where were you born?
In Wilkes County.
Whereabouts there?
In the western part of the state, in between Elkin and North Wilkesboro.
What was your daddy's name?
Tom Armstrong.
And your mama's name?
Dinah Armstrong. She was a Gray and married a Armstrong.
Do you remember your grandparents?
Oh, my gosh. I've got 2 bedspreads in yonder that my great-grandmother planted the cotton, seeded it, spun the thread, and wove it.
I'd like to see it before we're done.
I got 2 of them.
What was your father's parents' names?
Bynum and Carrie Armstrong. My grandmother was a Pinnock before she married an Armstrong.
And how about your mama's folks?
They were Grays. My mother's mother was an Armstrong, but it was a different set. They were come from Holland, and my father's folks come from England.
And did they farm in Wilkes County?
Yes, ma'am.
Just their own small farm?
That's right.
What kind of crops did they raise there?
Corn, wheat, and tobacco.
Did they have livestock?
Yes, ma'am. A family, you know, cow they call it, 2 or 3 cows. And they had, you know, farm, but livestock and horses and mules.
How big a family did your folks have? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
There's 3 of us. I have 1 brother and 1 sister.
What's your brother's name?
Ray.
He lives here next door?
Well, as I come up here, I had nowhere to go, and he says, Cole, I've got enough land. You get your mobile home, you're down here by yourself, and you're liable to get bad off sick some night and couldn't get to the telephone, and you've got to get you a trailer. Let them have it. I tell you, I was the only one. I tell you right now, it's something to live in a community 68 years before you wasn't but 8 years old when you moved there, and all I have to get up and leave all my neighbors I'd be so sleepy I'd sit up till 10, 11 o'clock at night. And maybe I said, well, maybe I can sleep tonight by sitting up this late. I'd go to sleep and wake up, hit the floor, walk the floor 2 or 3 hours, 1 or 4 hours ago. You ain't got no place over nothing no more. They stood over there, they said the lawyer stood on the courthouse steps at Hillsburn and told the folks, people in Orange County didn't own nothing. The federal government, the state, could come in the county and run the road and do what to please. I said, it wouldn't do for me to be in there. I said, it wouldn't done no good. I said, well, that's the case. Why in the world don't the county and the state and federal government pay the tax on it?
I know it.
I've got a bad habit. I use a little snuff.
Why, that's just fine. Probably kept you young.
Well, I'll tell you, in 1918, when there was an epidemic of flu, I was about 5 or 6 years old. I liked the blood death. I couldn't get my nose stopped bleeding. My mother was down in one room with the flu, and my sister was 2 weeks old.
What's your sister's name?
Virgil. And she married a bird. And my father was in the other room with the flu. And my grandfather, we live about a little further from here, Ray's over our park. My grandfather was down with it. And his mother, that was my great-grandmother, waited on him. And my grandmother waited on us. And the neighbors that didn't have it, they died like flies. They come through our yard in 1 week with 3 out of 1 family. It wasn't hardly... Folks don't know nothing about flu till it was 1918. And down here at Fort Bragg, the soldiers died just like flies. And they know nothing what to doctor them with. And Wilkes County was known for its liquor. They make liquor. They said they'd send them army trucks up there to Wilkes County and load that liquor on by the barrel. That was the only thing they knowed to do for that flu. They hadn't, it never, nothing like it happened. Just like this AIDS business. You're getting so many people that something has got to send them out.
It does get frightening, doesn't it, when you got something you don't know what to do
with. That's it, and they don't know what to cause in this mess. That doctor down here at Atlanta said they have come up with everything to be thought of. He says it's an epidemic just like this flu in 1918 and everything else. They just don't know. Now, they said down there in Florida, they run a little experiment in a kind of swamp area, in this kind of little village, that one part of it, they cleaned up, disinfecting some to kill the germ. The other half, they didn't. And they said 36 people in that section that they didn't clean up had AIDS, and the other part that wasn't the case. They said it was muscular. They don't know what it is.
That flu Did anybody in your family die from it?
No. No. And my grandmother used snuff, and she died and never had it. My great-grandmother never had it.
Did you know her?
I reckon so. She waited on me. I lived with her till I was 7 years. We all lived together till I was 7 years old.
What was your great-grandmama's name?
Nance.
Nance?
Listen. How did you get my phone number? Did you call information?
No. I talked to Miss Carolyn Lloyd. And she looked it up in a book, I think, that she must have had, because she went away from the phone a minute and looked it up. She gave me your brother's phone number and yours to see if maybe I could find you through Ray. Or then she also found your number somewhere. She had it.
Them people put up a hard fight with you. I tell you, what hurts so bad, took charge of 6,000 acres of them people down there in Chatham, and then come up here in 12 miles and take 750. I tell you, we've got some smart people, and in some cases they ain't so smart, I don't think. You take over there, it's a picket place. When we moved down here in 22, you're 12 miles here to Chapel, from that, my old home, Chapel Hill, 12 to Mabin, and 12 to Hillsborough, and 12 to Graham. I was in the center. We lived in the center. Well, when it hit the highway, we lived a mile and a half off the 54 highway. And they were, I can tell you, the families that lived on 54 Highway then was a picket place, and Mr. Charlie Durham, Mr. Ed Durham, Mr. Fred Eubanks, and Mr. The Davis sisters, the two old maids, lived together, and Dr. Lloyd's.
Which Dr. Lloyd's was that? What was his?
Carver, Chapel Hill. He's been dead several years. He used to be our family doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dr. Black Lloyd. And you go along that highway, great fields of corn, cotton, wheat. And you go down that highway now. Last 2 years, I never seen a hill of corn. I never seen a garden. I never, nothing in them fields, mobile homes, great big homes, fancy homes. Yeah. Well, the way the population expanding strong, how, and you can't depend, these very same thing can happen in this country as it has in Africa.
Gonna run out of food or keep covering up with houses and
no place to raise it. What? I tell you right now, they call it industry strong. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing, but you got to carry all parts along together.
Was that where 54 is? What was, you call it Route 54 now? What did you call it then, back early?
Back then, it was 54 Highway.
54, all as long as you lived there?
But they've changed it since. Used to go around, there's old, nothing but an old clay, sand clay road. It all went around, they straightened it out. It went around the Bethel Church and come into Calabander and hit 86 over there. And then the Carver.
I saw on my way up here where it said Old Chapel Hill Road. Down here, and it kind of stopped. That must have been about where it came up and around that way. Go right down over by Orange Grove, then?
Yeah. No, not Orange Grove, Bethel Church, way down on this side of Chapel Hill. Let me see.
Down by the quarry.
You know where that rock crusher place has been? Well, the road right up this side of it. That highway goes through there, but that used to be 54 highway around there, and come in to Calvander over there in the Carver. That's where you went in Chapel Carver.
What,
did you get the history of the church over there, King Creek Church on Cecil Crawford?
Yeah, we sat and talked to him. We probably ought to go back and talk to him just specifically about the church, he and his sister. Did you belong to that church?
Absolutely. My people, my mother and father are buried there, grandmother and grandfather.
They're all buried there, your grandfather?
Yes, ma'am.
When did they come from Wilkes County? What year and why?
In 22.
Why did they move? Why'd they come here?
Well, Mr. J.K. Reynolds, we lived in Surrey County 7 years. We moved from there here.
You were born in Wilkes County?
I was born in Wilkes. We moved from there to Surrey. And from there down here. Mr. Reynolds owned that mill track down there, and he got in with my father and grandfather to come and farm and run the mill. So that's how I come up down here.
Did your father and grandfather have mill experience? That how they happened to know them? How'd they happen to know
them? Well,
about it?
I go back a notch. They were three brothers come from England, John, Kling, and Sam. They settled in the western part of North Carolina. They said, well, I'm on Wilkes County, one Yadkin and one Surrey. And Sam, the one in Wilkes County, they said he had 27 grist mills on the Yadkin River in them tributaries. Now, this is all I know what I've been told.
And this was Sam Armstrong?
Ma'am?
Was this the Armstrong?
Armstrong, yes, ma'am. And old Uncle John over at Mount Airy, where that granite quarry is, they said he sold that land for 50 cents an acre. And that worked there for years and years, that pretty granite. And they said he had that many mills on them tributaries. And my grandfather, by that, handing down generation, had a little experience. But it don't take no experience. Common sense. The old-fashioned rock. I've ground a many a bushel of corn and helped make a many a batch of self-rising flour.
This mill down here that Mr. Reynolds had he been running it before?
Yeah, he had been had it run.
He had it run. He owned it, but he didn't.
He did not run it.
Do you know who ran it for?
No, I do not. I never was.
When your daddy came, he ran the mill?
My grandfather and him together.
And it was what kind of mill?
It went by the Union Mills then. Dr. Walker, Dr. Jones, and old man Tom Oldham and old man Mike Moore owned it. Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute. There's a picture of the old mill house.
Isn't that beautiful? Is it still there?
No, ma'am. That wasn't there when that picture was made. Me, do you know Rachel Best?
No.
Charles Best's wife?
Don't believe I do.
If you come up to maybe Oak Road, you know, wasn't far after you turned off before you come to a crossroad. You remember?
Yep.
Well, they live run that dairy right across from that crossroad over there. She's just come down there one Sunday evening. She says, Cora, I want you to go with me down here to the bridge and describe that mill house like it used to be. Well, we went and we worked. I described it and she drawled it off. We worked or slammed it off. And old man Pope here Old man J.K. Reynolds bought that land from old man Pope here. And one of the Kears, Nello Kear, great-grandson, wanted a large picture of that. So she made it and she come up here. She said, now I want you to tell me, is this exactly like there was then? I said, yeah, except one thing. I said, you left out a big sycamore tree that stood out in front of the mill house where people tied their horses. And
that would have been right there.
That would have been right across the road, right over there.
And this was a what you'd call a grist mill?
Yeah, and a fire mill, too.
Could you describe some of that operation? People would come up right here over the bridge?
You see.
With their wagons? What
they would
they
changed do? The road. Now, where this road come around, went in front of the mill house, come out by the miller's house and up by the storehouse and back to the main road. And they've changed that now, and that road comes straight, instead of going by the mill house, comes straight up by my old home place.
What would they bring in their wagon? What would
corn,
they...
wheat.
This was the kernels of corn?
That's right.
What happened to it? Brought it in bags?
They bought it in bags and had a corn shower, and it was run by power the rest of the mill. Put them ears of corn, that corn cellar, shake it out in a hopper, take it in a half a bushel, take it and pour it into the hopper of the mill.
Then where did it go from there?
It went through the rocks and it come out in meal.
So there were two stones?
One was stone, set still. The other revolved around. And them... They were burrs cut out in them stones just like a pair of scissors would work. That's what. And we had to sharpen that stone ever so often with picks. Dig them little furs out. It'd get run your rock too close together. It was smooth, you see. But you had to have them grooves in there so to run crossways to grind that corn.
What kept the distance between the two? What was there that kept
there
the distance?
There was a lever that you adjusted your rocks with. If it got too cold, turn the lever to run your rocks closer together. And if it was too fine, you turned your lever the other way to raise it so it wouldn't be too fine.
What was at the core, at the center of these rocks? Was there a barren of some sort that kept
there
the...
There was a chute that come out, a little chute, run into a big chest, and a sifter, run by power, sifted the brand out of the...
What kind of power were you using for
water.
This? Coming up. That wheel there that you can see?
That's the water over the... Water wheel. That wheel there, what pulled the mill, that water wheel.
Where did this water come from up here?
From a dam way about a half a mile up there.
Was it in a pipe coming down?
It was in a ditch. Till it got to this, just before it got to the mill house, there was a box made. And it's about that high. And it had a gate that you raised to turn the water on that wheel. Had little notches for it to run fast. You raised for more water. And if you didn't want it to run so fast, cut it down. And that wheel was 12 inches in diameter. A water wheel.
12 feet, 12 inches.
12 feet, I meant.
Do you know what it was made of?
It was made of steel.
The whole wheel was steel?
The whole wheel. Now, the other mills were run by wooden wheels. That was a steel wheel.
Do you know what happened to that?
Yeah, I do. We come in 22, and you stand out there in the yards at night, and you could hear that water pouring over the dam, just roaring. And the shows there down below the old mill house was a lot of rock. You could hear that water just rolling. Well, we run that mill till 25, and it come a drought. And it never rained from April, come a little sprinkle. What wet the ground was the last week in November of snow. People planted their crops. A little corn got about that high. And we all teared over there, and my grandfather and father cut their corn and shocked it to feed their livestock through the winter. Teared had four cows and four horses, I believe. And we had two horses and two cows. Well, they had to sell two of their cows that they couldn't raise enough to feed them. And that water had to quit running the mill on account of there wasn't no power. Didn't have no water. That pond cracked open. Was so dry it cracked open. You could put your hand down in the in between the cracks. And they was two springs. We had to carry our cow and horses near about a mile to water. And we had to carry water. My grandfather and grandmother and my granddaddy had to carry water. They lived a little further from us than where we lived. And we had to carry that water for the mountain stream. And all the water that was in that creek, it managed one of the mountain springs, got halfway to the creek bed, and the other one was running about further from here to that back step that ain't go in the ground. The ground was dry.
Just disappear.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And that water till today ain't, you know, seasons ain't like they used to be. In the wintertime, it would rain 2 or 3 days, a steady rain. And that would soak in the ground and get that clay wet. And then when these dry spells would come on in July and August, that helped the crops over. But you know, we didn't have no rain last winter.
Got right cold.
You're darn right. And I tell you, I can't take it no more. I used to, cold weather didn't bother me, but when you get older, you take it.
What else did you say? You also did up flour at this mill?
Yeah, it was a rolling mill too. Three stands.
I don't know what a stand is. Can you explain that to me?
Well, it'd be so interesting to you if you only know. They on one side, they were big rollers, about that big around.
About 8-10 inches?
Something, and about that long. And they was, this stand set up about that high.
About 4 feet off floor?
About, I'd say five, up this high to me.
Mm-hmm.
They was pipe. It run down on each side, or this side of the roll, and that side of the roll. This side was a breaker. Them rollers were corrugated, right, fine, rough. That was a breaker roll. It went down through them stands, through them rollers, back under the mill house. Elevators took it back upstairs, and brought it back on the other side, which ground it a little finer. It went back under the mill house, them elevators carried it to the second stand, them rollers. It went through them, beginning to go into flour then, went back under the mill house, back up to the conveyor, into a big sifter. And them sifter cloths were pure silk.
Whereabouts that come from, do you know?
Ordered it for all these rolling mills. It was made for them. Well, what was ready out of the flour, it come down on the other side and went into a bin. This other, what was too coarse, went back up through this stand, back up, and into the last stand. And if it wasn't fine enough thin on that side, it went back up into the last roller on the third stand, and then it went in, all right, went into the sifter. It sifted the bran, come down one chute over here in a barrel, and the flour in a big bin.
So you ended up with a fine, what color was the flour when it got done in?
Just as white as yam you get to the store there today.
And then you had the bran?
And the bran and the shorts. You don't know what shorts mean, but that was the heart of the wheat. And that made the best pancake you ever seen. You know what? You can call me old-timey or car or whatnot, but I like the old-time. Not a lot of this modern convenience and mighty nice, but folks seen more satisfaction back there in them days than they do now. Folks used to raise their corn crops, their cotton crops, their tobacco. And they raised what they eat, their iced potatoes, their cabbage, their beef.